Mike Ozanian, the executive editor of Forbes, joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Forbes came out with their MLB valuations. Surprise, surprise, the Yankees, $2.5 billion. The Dodgers, worth an awful lot of money. Were there any figures here that surprised you?
Well, I was surprised by how much new TV rights continue to go up. So, you know, we adjust our values for deals signed, but the money doesn't kick in for a few years, like the Phillies, for example, their $5 billion deal. I was surprised by how much the Giants are making. You know, the San Francisco Giants, obviously, I think, what, two World Series mm-hmm. in the last 4 years or so? They've got this unique deal where they actually share in some of the advertising revenue. So, obviously, winning the World Series, having a good team, more ads on Comcast, Sportsnet Bay Area. So they're making a lot more money in TV than I had actually realized. And this is the first year, actually, we've got the revenue number verified for every single team. We're very, very confident and pleased with our numbers this year. Usually there are a few teams we can't nail down, but actually from very reliable sources on every team, we got every number verified. And I think it's going to be very interesting the next couple of years. You're going to see the Dodgers close the gap on the Yankees
mm-hmm.
For two reasons. The $8.35 billion deal the Dodgers got with Time Warner Cable. And, you know, the Yankees, to avoid more revenue sharing and some of the uncertainty around, you know, cable TV bills and all that kind of stuff, some of the things Congress is thinking of passing down here, they sold down a big chunk of their ownership of YES. They now own 20%. Murdoch owns the other 80 in something called 21st Century Fox or whatever he calls that thing these days. And so the Yankees' rights fees are locked in. They got a huge upfront payment that the Steinbrenner family pocketed. The Dodgers' TV money is going to be getting bigger than the Yankees' TV money in future years.
Yeah, and as you point out, as Forbes points out, there's five teams that are worth at least $1 billion. That is the Yankees, the Dodgers, of course. The Boston Red Sox, the Chicago Cubs, and as you pointed out, the San Francisco Giants. It's all five teams worth more than $1 million. Is, you know, I'm old enough to remember baseball when the game was in financial difficulty.
Hey, man, when my dad started taking me to Yankee Stadium, CBS owned the team, okay? Now, just think about this for a second. The first game I went to, okay, was 1967. And there were like, it was a weekday, there were like, you know, eight people in the stands. And me, my father, uncle, and cousin were half of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the point being is CBS, right, huge media company, they sold the team for a loss, right, to the Steinbrenner family. Now, you know, you got to think about what are one of the, you know, dumbest moves in business, in the history of business, a huge TV company selling the Yankees, right? Not only that, but for a loss, right, back then. I mean, it's all about TV, and now they're all trying to figure out, you know, how do we get this thing and how do we monetize, make money from putting it on all these portable devices, you know, and that's really the next leg. We saw that in the negotiation with baseball with the doubling of the rights fees with ESPN and Fox that begins this year. You know, they're giving the networks more control over video streaming and that sort of stuff.
Mike Ozanian of Forbes magazine joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Mike, before we let you run, I wish you had more time, but I want to ask you about the Blue Jays value. $610 million, they're 18th. Their revenues are 100, I believe, I'm just trying to find out, around $190 million. $218 million is their revenue. What does their financial situation look like?
You know, the revenue number I have for them is spot on.
Mm-hmm.
But the loss, you know, the loss is accurate from a technical sense. But when you have entities that are owned by bigger holding companies, like, for instance, in this case, Rogers, the name of the game, and they're not, I'm not, don't mean to imply they're doing anything illegal mm-hmm. or break any rules. They're not. Is to move expenses down to the team level and revenues up to the holding company level, in this case, Rogers. And teams do this so they don't have to share more as part of that 34% revenue sharing right. that baseball has. And they all do it, dude. I talk to these owners and these and the executives. They all do it. And it's just the way, what the rules sort of incentivize them to do. I think that Toronto, it could be one of the teams that moves up the most in value over the next 2 to 3 years, because now with TV and what Rogers can do with streaming and stuff, if they get their attendance back towards the levels that it was in the early 90s, they're going to be up several notches in the next couple of years in terms of our valuation rankings.
And I guess for a lot of people in Canada, we've kind of had this, there's been a regeneration of interest in baseball coming to Montreal again. I don't know if it'll ever happen. I frankly don't think it will, but there's a lot of talk about the Tampa Bay Rays may be a team that at some point might be movable. But my understanding with Tampa, even though they're valued last at $485 million, I mean, they essentially don't lose a great deal of money, right? Like there's no reason for their ownership to sell other than, I guess ownership may want to max the value of the team and maximize what they can get in return.
Well, you're exactly right. The only, you know, I would add to what you say is that they make that money because of the league's revenue sharing, you know, because of the money they get, you know, from the Yankees and the Red Sox and those guys, they're able to make a profit. It's just that, you know, I don't know, like if you've ever been to their stadium or whatever, but my partner in crime on these ventures, Kurt Bodenhausen, went to a game, I think it was last year, he took his kids down there on vacation, and he said, you know, number one, it's incredibly hard to like get to. There's like one road that gets there. It's far away from Tampa. You got to get on a bridge, and you know the stadium is you know a white elephant. It was built basically to try to lure the White Sox, you know, like 15 years ago or so before Reinsdorf got his new stadium. So I think you're spot on in your analysis. I don't know. It's an interesting situation. I think some other owners in baseball who are sick and tired of cutting these big checks may want the Rays to move more than the Rays want to move.
Hey, Mike, listen, it was good of you to do this, as always. Thanks so much for joining us.
A lot of fun. Anytime.